Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Godly Wisdom. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. If any of you lacks wisdom, let that person ask of God, who gives to all with liberation and does not upbraid, and it shall be given. But let the request be made in faith, nothing wavering. For the person who wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Most of us are what might be termed landlubbers. We spend our life on the land. Very seldom do we go on bodies of water that are threatening. Occasionally, I have been in the ocean, or along the ocean would be more proper to describe it, in small boats, and knew what it was to be afraid of the ocean. The waves were so much greater than that small little boat that we were in. We often were driven and tossed, and only the skill of the person who was in control of the boat kept us from being driven onto the rocks. One of those, or I should say many times, when I was stationed in the United States Air Force in Newfoundland, Canada, I had the privilege of being in a boat going to one of the outports and experienced what it was to be on the ocean. Now, let me hasten to say, we were not on the ocean. We were in the ocean, but we were near the shore. And even close to the shore, you could feel the strength of the waves, the strength of the ocean itself. And what a joy it was to come to the small harbor that we were aiming for and experience the calm that was to be found in that cove or that inlet. It was the same way when we come to the Lord looking for wisdom, opening the Word and finding wisdom. Perhaps one of the greatest experiences of my life was when I was in the hospital room with our oldest daughter. It was very evident that she was just a few moments away from eternity. The doctors had told us that she only had a very, very short period of time to live. And she had requested me to read the Psalms to her. And I said, "Is there one that you would like above the other?" She said, "No, Dad, just read this Psalm to me." And as I would read from the book of Psalms, I could hear her as she would say, "Oh, I love that one. Oh, read it again, Dad. Read it again." And I would read it again for her. And, you know, in that setting, with just the two of us in the room, I had a new appreciation for the book of Psalms than I had ever had before. She was near eternity. And the Word of God from the book of Psalms was bringing comfort to her. In a short period of time, her breathing became more and more driven with the wind of life. And I could see that she was being tossed between heaven and earth. And it seemed as though she was more focused upon being in heaven than she was in staying on earth with me and her family and those that loved her. And with a smile on her face, she slipped into eternity to be with the Lord. Oh, I look forward to the day when I will be with her and with those that have gone on before, my precious wife, my other daughter, my parents and grandparents and loved ones, friends, former people that I have served with. God gives us wisdom that is beyond the wisdom of man. And as we go through the storms of life, it's well for us to remember that this world is not our home. It may be rough, it may be threatening, the waves may be crashing all around us, but this world is not our home. We're only here for a short period of time. That is godly wisdom. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you give us the wisdom that is above anything the world can ever know or ever experience. Give us that ability to share with people around us the assurance that we have that godly wisdom is available to those who ask. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.